Welcome back to the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. I'm Luke Burbank.
And I'm Allison Stewart.
Well, Allison, it's time for that part of the day.
Oh, boy.
We take those little bits and pieces of the news, the things that so often fall behind the couch cushions of the media, and we pull those cushions off. We dig around, we collect those little bits of news lint, and we present them to you in something we call the ramble.
All right, for that billionaire in your life, millionaire in your life.
Cabillionaire? You just invented a new...
A cabillionaire. That's a really rich billionaire.
I guess.
It's like kaboom. That's how much money you have. Well, you're in luck because the Rob Report to Mint Lifestyles is out. The Wall Street Journal rounded up some of the best gifts for the ridiculously rich. How about a Triton 100 submarine? With leather seats, Luke, in case you were wondering. That's for $1.4 million. You can get a private concert by the Kirov Orchestra. That's $1.6 million. I'm glad to know the orchestra's just a little bit more than this Triton sub. Jewelry, if you're into that, you might want to try a 300-carat diamond necklace created by Sotheby's and the Steinmetz Diamond Group of Geneva. Like I pretend like I really know
the
Steinmetz Diamond Group.
Yeah, you sounded very authoritative.
That's $16 million.
Generally, if I walk into a house and I see the Rob Report is sitting on someone's coffee table, I just sort of do a U-E because I know that this is going to be too classy for me.
Or you say, P. Diddy, will you adopt me?
Yeah, exactly. Well, listen, we've learned this firsthand on the BPP. Hell hath no fury like the Ron Paul faithful scorned. Tim Russert is finding this out himself. Meet the Press is doing a series of interviews with presidential candidates, and they decided that they are not going to let Ron Paul on their Sunday morning show.
This
Why? Is based on the fact that, you know, statistically, look, he's been raising a lot of money. He's been launching blimps, or his people have. He's a great story. It's fun to talk about. Statistically, he's still not making a huge dent in the polls. He's about 6% of registered Republicans saying that they would back Ron Paul. So, you know, Tim Russert says we have to have some kind of standard. Otherwise, you know, there's literally hundreds of people that are technically running for president.
Good luck with that, Tim.
Well, he stepped in the wrong independent candidate. Well, I guess he's not independent. He's a Republican. He stepped in the wrong long shot candidate in a whole pile of mess because the number one thing on dig.com right now is a call to bombard Meet the Press with emails chastising him for excluding Ron Paul. And by the way, that is really hard to do, to get to the top of the list on Dig.
It is hard.
I mean, that means there are a lot of people sending these emails around. We know this because we said something offhandedly about Ron Paul on the blog one time.
And
it unleashed a fury of emails. So, Tim Russert, we're with you, brother. Good luck. Stay strong.
Nutty Buddy. Have you heard about Nutty Buddy?
Yes, I have.
You have to check this out. Former Seattle Mariners pitcher Mark Littell's, it's an ad campaign for his new invention, the Nutty Buddy / keeping the boys protected. It's apparently some incredibly strong athletic cup to do what athletic cups do. He claims the Nutty Buddy is so superior to other cups, he's willing to back it with a demo, a full-on demo. He has a video where he appears to be wearing nothing on the bottom but some tighty whities or some sort of athletic pants that are tight, as well as the Nutty Buddy. We assume it's that. And then he takes a direct hit from a pitching machine about 3 or 4 feet away. We mean a direct hit. Listen to this audio.
Hi, I'm Mark Littell. We're going to test the Nutty Buddy today and see if things really as mean and tough as we think it is. All right, we're ready. I think we got it thing centered in. Here we go, Ramrod. Yeah, let's go.
Ramrod.
Ha, ho. Yeah! All the way!
I would buy anything that guy's selling.
Jacob, our director, just about doubled over at the audio alone. We will definitely post that video on our website.
I have watched this video probably 20 times, and it's still kind of – I feel nervous right before that ball shoots out of the machine every single time. Talk about making a lemonade out of lemons or something out of something else. There was this home in Tennessee, and it was built above a cave. And the cave was being used to grow massive amounts of marijuana. The owners got busted. The marijuana got cleared out. And the home then was put up for auction, and a Wisconsin cheesemaker named Roth Case USA bought the home. It's about 45 miles northeast of Nashville. They bought it for $285,000. And apparently, the former den of iniquity below the house, dens, I guess it's multiple caves, are also the perfect environment for aging and making cheese. So this Wisconsin cheese company has bought this house, and they are going to, ironically, marijuana leads to a tremendous amount of cheese
eating,
or
likely.
Dorito eating anyway. Yes. It's kind of a cheese product. So
is this going to be the next season of Weeds? Could be.
If they ever get the writers off of strike, it could happen. That is The Ramble. You can find these stories and other gems at our website, npr.org/Bryant Park.